I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, but our quiet and sing able. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. And this is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of May. The preparative of the day is to get yourself a bottle of IVX, that's India Victor Yankee X-Ray, and a bottle of Tecnu, that's Tango Echo Charlie November Uniform. For poison ivy, the IVX before you expose, the Tecnu after you expose, and before you take your shower. Poison ivy and poison oak could be very, very debilitating, to say the least. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I hope you don't need to find out. We have with us at the moment for the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. Jeff began a quest more than 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. Very few men, and I happen to know two of them, have sat across the interview table from from high-level communist KGB defectors. Jeff Nyquist has sat across the interview table from a number of these men. He's very knowledgeable. And we will move forward here with our callers, Jeff. Looks like our next caller is JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP. JP, you're on here.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to correct a few errors stated by Mr. Nyquist earlier today. Colonel McGregor is an excellent soldier. He fought many battles in the Iraq War, many commendations for his valor and his honor. And that man is very accurate. Together with Ritter, Ritter was the only guys to question 9/11. One of my relatives was in the FBI that questioned 9/11. He had to leave the country. You know what happened to Ritter? He was set up. He was set up because he was speaking the truth. And Tucker came out and wished he would have talked the truth 20 years ago, because we wouldn't be in this police state today. Secondly, we have over a million casualties in Ukraine based on the whistleblower leaks. Okay? It's a 7-to-1 kill ratio. Based on my numbers, keeping track of this war from the beginning, there's 400,000 Ukrainian dead and about 50 to 100,000 Russian dead. Okay, it's literally 7-to-1. Bakhmut was fought by our special forces, men that died, that fought valorously and to the very end and gave their lives for Bakhmut. And Mr. Nyquist, you have destroyed the round table. There's a reason these guys drop out after 20 minutes, because they don't want to talk to you. They don't want to hear your McCarthyism. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Nyquist. If you have a nice milkshake that's 90% milk and butter and cream and bananas, and you throw 10% poop in there, would you still drink that milkshake?
Well, no, that's a silly question.
That's why I don't listen to people like you.
No.
Because you're a misinformation agent. You are a misinformation agent.
No, I'm not. Thank you for the call.
I'm trying to figure out the truth like anybody else. You have to drop the passionate, angry, believe everything you hear. I mean, you're misstating facts. I never said McGregor wasn't there was no fact that
you complimented Colonel McGregor on his military service. There's no question about that.
He was a good analyst. He had very many good things to say with this war. He just ended up with the kind of prejudices you have. We have to be rational. We have to look at the facts. So many of the things you stated are not factual. You know, Scott Ritter was set up. Scott Ritter doesn't say he was set up.
Right. So as far as the charge, the pedophile charges, is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Right.
Look, McGregor, and as far as saying McGregor is right, go back, I challenge you, go back to his statements at the beginning of the war. His statements have, McGregor objectively has called it wrong all along the way. You have to come to terms with this. You can't just shout at me and say, I've got it wrong. McGregor said, You can go back and look. It's the videos are all on the internet. The war's going to be over in 10 days, like a week to 10 days into the war. Well, that was not true. The war's still going on. And he continues to say these counterfactual things about the war in Ukraine. So let's just try to calm down and try to get at what the truth is. McGregor has not had the truth about this war. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's move on from there. Thank you, Jeff. Looks like our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to harken back to our caller from India, I think. He sounded like he was from India.
I'm from India. Indian national and a retired attorney. Yes, sir. Right.
I usually, everywhere I've worked, have been the guy that come to and say, tell me what this guy's saying, because I can't understand him, you know. But I couldn't follow everything he was saying. But one thing that he talked about, the generations dying out, for quite a while, I've had that as a kind of a ominous intuition that they would like to get rid of the older generations, because that's like the country song, you know, Grandpa, tell us about the good old days, if you've heard that one by the Judds. I'm running into this now as I've gotten older. These youngsters coming up have been increasingly conditioned that a lot of American culture is completely racist. Harry Belafonte died like less than a month ago, and his song was
Mike, we lost you. Are you still there? Hello, Mike.
Did he lose the connection?
I guess we lost Mike. He apparently is in a bad area. Mike, you're welcome to call back if you get a chance. Let's go on to our next caller. It looks like Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Yes. Hey, good morning, John and Jeff. It's interesting. The one caller was talking about the dumbs and different tunnels and things. I think there's perhaps other tunnels as well as just the regular deep underground military bases that go down 11 level, who knows what. Bill Deagle had talked about being down there and talking to different people. I know a guy who's down to level 7. So they exist. But the problem is there's talk now, and I discounted this. We heard it in early 2021 after January 20th inauguration, and it was called hopium by some folks, including you, Jeff, and I assumed that just didn't make a lot of sense that Trump was still in power with the military and was coming back, just like Jesus, I guess. But the thing is, I'm hearing, have you guys heard anything more on this recently? I do know, John, you mentioned a week or so ago about all these planes disappearing from storage out in Nevada or wherever. Have you heard any wind of any of this Trump coming back stuff that seems to be real?
Any what coming back?
Donald Trump coming back with the military to extricate and do, well, let me expand on it, to do executions on TV for a military shutdown of the U.S. in perhaps maybe in a very short time frame. From today,
I wouldn't give that any credibility whatsoever.
Yeah, the problem is the conservative generals are all retired. The generals that are in charge of the armed services tend to be left of center, and are chosen only because of that. So you don't have generals who are going to line up with Trump and take over the country. It's just not conceivable.
The whole point is. My particular source is a little unusual and has seen things before, and I just don't know. I mean, I'm not one to put stock in it and to tell people this is going to happen. The only thing is you can be like, you know, I mean, John, I think you can hunker down for 10 days and be okay. You got enough water. So I was just wondering if there was anything that came out rather publicly that you guys had heard and you're connected. So just throwing a feeler out there.
Well, there is one thing to keep in mind that in the 1980s, the Russians maintained a lookalike of the U.S. vice president. They would find somebody that sounded like him and looked like him and do whatever plastic surgery was necessary, get him to speak perfect English, and they would make a videotape of him saying that the president has been overthrown in a coup and I'm in charge now and for the U.S. military to stand down. And that they had Spetsnaz teams of Russian commandos to get into the cable network system to be able to take over American television and present this fake vice president telling the military to stand down, saying there'd been a coup attempt. You could have a number of scenarios where people are claiming there's a coup from the right and that that is used to create some kind of martial law in the U.S. So, and of course, this could be very confusing, and it could be something you do on the eve of a Chinese or Russian nuclear attack on the country. So that's alarming, especially when our border is open down below and you've got Chinese nationals pouring across of military age. And there's some people that are claiming that these Chinese nationals have identical kit. You know, I haven't been able to verify that. And that they seem to be part of military units that are coming to assemble inside the country. Haven't been able to verify that either.
Yeah. The only thing I can verify here is that John has gone over this somewhat. You've got different Bidens appearing. You've got the Biden with the attached right earlobe, which, you know, genetically is a very rare trait. I mean, that looks like just a signal sign saying, folks, look, he's not him or whatever it's saying. I don't know what it means. And then you've got other ones that Jeff Rentz had put up as actors' faces. So you've got that. And also I've heard of prophecies. Now, this isn't someone who I know personally, but prophecies about civil war in the U.S. related to Trump and eliminating him as one of the steps in the whole sequence. So you could see if Trump did sort of come back like this and then he was eliminated, wouldn't you expect quite a bit of chaos ensuing, like civil war? That's only, you know, that's a scenario, that's an idea. And
there's a very something I've puzzled over for years. There's a very old rumor floated around for many years, could never prove it or validate it, that in during Watergate, the U.S. intelligence community discovered that we were massively infiltrated by the communists, and that the CIA was completely useless, and that a special super secret agency was created out of whole cloth to operate behind the scenes and to allow the communist infiltration to proceed. And that it was based on a sting operation to allow them to get as far as they could, but to control the process so that an attack on America could not go forward. Now, I've seen little tiny snippets that could be interpreted as evidence of this that I've seen personally, and enough tantalizing to make me think maybe there's something to it. But I can't find the proof of it, and they'd have to be awfully good, you know.
Well, all these secrets are kept secret, and we can't know everything that's going on at the higher levels.
Yes.
Steve Bannon gets on here, he says, well, we got beings with 1,000 IQs, the fallen angels running things, and, you know, the scripture says the whole world lies in the lap of the wicked one. So, you know, we can't figure all this out. At least I can't.
It's a wilderness of mirrors, and... You know, you got to go with the evidence you have. But yeah, there's these stories, and you have to leave your mind open to what you don't know.
We play it one day at a time. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dave. Looks like we have again Pat in Texas back for another call. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Jeff, does he know anything about? The Club for Growth. I've read on Conservapedia that it's nicknamed the Club for Chinese Growth.
I'm not sure what you're saying. The Chinese what?
Growth. Club for Growth. Have you ever heard of the Club for Growth?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the Club of Rome, right?
No, I've heard it. It's a funding organization. Because uh-huh. they're saying Chip Roy gets a lot of dark money from people like them. And he was DeSantis because he said that Trump's a baby boomer. In other words, he's too old. But anyway, I was hoping you'd know something about it. I'll try to find more about it. But I also wondered, there's a guy called from Taxachusetts running down Governor Abbott, and they have a Democratic governor, and she wants to cut down some of the taxes so they won't lose $4.3 million a year or 48,000 people leaving Taxachusetts. And he was calling Greg Abbott a piece of something or other. And so I think he just don't want to leave. He don't want to leave Massachusetts, but he sounds like he needs to get out too.
Well, people are voting with their feet where they have, where socialism and the welfare state's becoming too big and they're being taxed out of their businesses and homes. They just leave.
That's right.
And that's going to happen in the blue states. And you just, that's what's happening. Yeah. I mean, I love California.
They have a commission on LGBT youth, and they want to make it a child abuse for a parent not to let a kid have his transgender care, you know, cutting off parts and stuff like that, mutilation. Yeah, that's how bad it is. So,
well, yeah, and you would have thought 50 years ago if somebody wanted to confuse a child or take a confused child and mutilate him in an operation to make a boy into a girl or a girl into a boy, they would have called that abuse. So I'm, you know, it's quite baffling how everything's become inverted.
I've tried to tell people that Texas has done that. They've done it. And it's not perfect yet, I don't think, because it's going to be challenged. But Greg Abbott in 2022, he made it a directive, all right, you can do that, I guess, that it is child abuse to have anything to for a parent to do that to a kid or a teacher to recommend all that kind of stuff. And that's what we need to do. And then we need to get rid of CPS or change it so that they don't steal babies.
Well, you know, it's so crazy. Matt Walsh did that documentary, What is a Woman? And he confronted all of these people who believe in these gender surgeries and changing gender. And he confronted them, what is a woman? And they can't even define what a woman is. They won't even say. So why are they changing people's sexuality when they don't even, they by their own admission, they don't even know what a woman is? How can they change a woman into a man? They're so freaking confused.
They want to make a law so that if you call them the wrong pronoun, you can go to jail.
Well, right, they'd like to make it that way. Yeah, I mean, look at what we're arguing about. And we've got nuclear weapons pointed at us from China and Russia.
Right, right.
And if you mention the communist movement in America and their infiltration, you're called a McCarthyist. I mean, where do we get to turn the boat around? You know, the Titanic is hitting the iceberg, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks for the call. Yeah, the communist internet conspiracy is behind the culture war that we're experiencing. It's not news, but a Target, the national chain Target, is selling clothing for boys to wear a girl's swimsuit with a special pocket to tuck in their genitals. It's truly bizarre and freakish, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's bizarre and freakish, and it's been mainstreamed, which is even more bizarre that people, the normal people, have tolerated it. I mean, at some point we have to stand up and say, you know, this is just completely beyond the pale.
It is. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have with us Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog, his book for sale at Amazon. And looks like our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, China's had apparently tales of this coming out of China for a long time. If you say the wrong words on your phone, the call gets dropped. Like, you know, you quote Shakespeare, methinks the lady doth protest, cling, goes to a dial tone. So I don't know, but I've talked to other people out west, mainly is when it drops like that. I don't think it was Julie's fault, but I was about to make my point because of the guy with the foreign accent, you know, and I usually could be pretty good about understanding them. And Harry Belafonte just passed away about a month ago or less, and so his songs have been back, you know, a little bit in your mind. But, you know, they used one of them in the movie Beetlejuice, and I was young enough that was a pretty big movie for my generation. But I can remember Rich Little, you know, being on Johnny Carson as a youngster and how popular he was because he could make all that, make all those voices happen, you know, and characters. And, you know, from Jimmy Stewart to whoever. But I can't. So you have to be careful now. There's some people are so thin-skinned because I'm pale-complected. If I use the Jamaican accent, man, and I sing Tally Me Banana, I'm a racist. I'm being racist, and these youngsters get madder than fire. Now, that's operant conditioning. Is it not some kind of psychological conditioning?
Well, I don't know. Jeff, your response, sir?
Yeah, it is. There is operative conditioning, and it starts in school.
On YouTube, on the internet.
Yeah, there's a basic, you know, I mean, this anti-racism thing where everybody's a Nazi if they don't have a certain point of view. There are certain realities that utopian liberalism or leftism wants to make, you know, the John Lennon song, you know, make all the world as one, you know, get rid
imagine.
Of nations, get rid of, yeah, imagine, yeah, right, the song, you know, and the song is actually sinister, but most people think it's beautiful. They don't understand what's sinister
Dolly
about
Parton.
It.
The great Dolly Parton did a cover of that song, and I was shocked, but I think maybe it was, who knows, maybe she's trying to make up for some Hollywood comments that she made about who controls Hollywood.
Yeah, maybe. But it is a fascinating subject because, you know, I've studied philosophy and history, and the fact is human beings are tribal. And that's an okay thing as long as we're tolerant and we're understanding that people are different, and that's okay. But
well,
we do
paradox.
Have
if I can
our
make one more point.
Yeah.
I'll let you go because we're running out of time.
We do have our own tribe, and you have to be for yourself, right? Not that you have to hate for other people, but go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say there's a paradox with tolerance because tolerance across the board cannot exist with justice because justice creates a hierarchy. Things are better or worse based on the character of the justice you're trying to mete out. And if you tolerate everything, well, then there is no justice. There's no right or wrong.
And the same
so
thing
where
applies
is your
to
culture?
Truth.
Yeah, where's the truth? So these youngsters aren't being taught that. And I think the algorithms and whatever that steers them around like a flock of birds twittering around is able to be adjusted and programmed to create or foment social trends. But with that, you know, I'll let you guys go. I've got to go myself. So thanks for taking my call back.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mike. I got a follow-up on Mike's comments there, Jeff. I don't know if the time before the break. One of my nieces, a graduate of four-year brick-and-mortar college, told me that I was a racist for the following reason. I told her that Chinese typically score 10 points plus higher on IQ tests than Caucasians do. So she said I was a racist because I said that, Jeff.
Huh. Well, you know,
which
I
is
mean,
it's a provable fact that Chinese do score 10 point plus higher on the average of IQ test.
Well,
but that
I
makes
think
me
depends,
a racist.
Depends on which I think North Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And that's an average, right? That's an average.
Right. Average.
And
right.
The thing is that what people don't understand is that there's also the bell curve isn't the same with women and men with different ethnic groups. It's different. You know,
that's true.
Why is it, you know, that's just
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. This is the Ed Griffin event in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. And you can get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. My Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 29th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. And place your order using PayPal right there at my website. Or you can call my toll-free R line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. We open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. We're visiting with Jeff Nyquist. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. Excellent articles published once or twice a week. I recommend all of Jeff's books. It's an education. Jeff, what separates you from most men and women who comment on these matters is the fact, and it is a fact, that you sat across the interview table from a number of high-level KGB defectors, interviewing them extensively and in detail. That's something that very few men or women have done, isn't it, sir?
Well, a lot of journalists have talked to defectors. I came with certain questions. I believe that nothing's off limits and that you have to explore. There's, you know, you just don't know. This is a new universe you're looking into. And there's so much to learn, and I'm still learning. And the problem is that we tend to fall into stereotypical thinking or narratives that are not exactly true. And we can end up veering far from the truth. And so you have to keep anchored by talking to people who actually were there, who actually were involved in things that happened and knew what the strategies and the plans and the tactics of Moscow were in Beijing and how they all fit together and how the West works. I mean, a lot of my work, I mean, I was a political scientist. A lot of my work was in understanding the West, understanding where our heritage comes from Greece and Rome and from the Bible. And that heritage created free government, what we call free government, with the republic that we have here in the United States. The mixed monarchy of the United Kingdom in England. This was a huge thing, that created tremendous economic wealth and prosperity and cured diseases and scientific advancements and so on. But now we're going backwards. We have degenerated into a ochlocracy, which is a fancy word for mob rule. And when people talk about conspiracy, and there's a lot of skullduggery and a lot of corruption, what we see is people who do not, our leaders now, are not of the intellectual or moral character that they once were that created this society. There's always been corruption in skullduggery, but now it's combined with stupidity. It's a stupid has now become a very special, refined kind of evil has become a very special, refined kind of stupidity now. And it's both in Russia and China. And the piece I'm working on right now is called The Race to the Bottom. All of the major societies in the world, for the most part, are racing to the bottom. They're in decline, not just the population. I mean, the big sign is that they're not having children. But that goes together with the demoralization and the lack of interest and intellectual integrity and honesty. Who wants to live in a world that's just a bucket of sewage? You know, nobody does.
Well, I got to follow up on that. One of the more extreme examples of stupidity, Congressman Hank Johnson, Democrat, Georgia, in a congressional subcommittee hearing, the discussion had to do with building structures on Guam, a U.S. territory. And Congressman Johnson asked the man, and I have to compliment the man who was under oath giving testimony. Congressman Johnson asked the man giving testimony and expressed his concern, Congressman Johnson's concern, that Guam would tip over if too many structures were built on it. And you can't make this up, Jeff. You really can't. How is a man that stupid get to be elected to the United States Congress, sir?
Well, you know, there was a story of that Stan Evans tells about the young valedictorian who gave her speech and talked about World War XI.
And well, that's an 18-year-old.
Right, that's an 18-year-old. You know? But I mean, you got somebody at the head of their class, and they think World War II with the Roman numeral 2, which looks like an 11. And somehow she came through school with this idea that there were 11 world wars. You know, when did World War X happen? You know, there's just a basic failure to read. And I think Neil Postman wrote the book Amusing Ourselves to Death, which was about, you know, he was sort of a someone who worked off of Marshall McLuhan's, you know, the medium is the message. That the visual medium of television and motion pictures have changed the way we relate to information, and there's no substitute for literacy and reading. That's where your brain really integrates things, and there's a higher level of concentration. So you remember more, and you think about it more, and you have more an ability to reason in an abstract way. But the problem we have today is people have somehow gone through school, and we have high government officials who can't reason. They don't have a thinking ability. They don't have any critical reason.
Right.
And yet they think they do.
That's right.
And they're
That's
powerful
dangerous.
Now. Yeah, these are powerful. You know, what do you do? A friend of mine once had a meme. What do you get when you empower an idiot? You get a powerful idiot. Yeah. I mean, we have a bunch of empowered idiots running.
One of the law firms I work for, we hired a woman to become a legal secretary. And she looked good. She was a graduate of a four-year brick-and-mortar college. She dressed well, was articulate, appeared to be at least normal intelligence. About the second or third week she was there, we couldn't find her files anymore. It turned out she did not know the alphabet. Her job was to place files in a correct file, but she didn't know the alphabet. How crazy is that?
That is pretty crazy. I mean, I've had, you know, when I taught school in the 80s, the standards had declined significantly from when I graduated from high school in the 70s. And I was kind of stunned. They were trying to pass students and graduate students who literally would do no work. And they would score on multiple guess, tests and quizzes. They would, if they had guessed, if they just rolled the dice on each question, they would have done better than they got. Like, how could you get this? How could you be wrong on, you know, it was amazing. And yet the principal was like, no, you can't flunk her. She has to graduate. It's like, she did nothing. Well, get her to do a book review. Get her to do, I couldn't get her to do anything. Everything I tried, it just, she wouldn't do a single thing in class.
Amazing.
She would show up for class, but she wouldn't read anything. She wouldn't, you know, do any assignments, and they wanted to pass her. And so it's like, there's an example, and she wasn't the only one.
Now this is, so, say again, this is college, not high school.
This is high school.
This is high school. Okay.
This is 1986.
Got it.
So, you know, when I got into college, I was a third of college freshmen at the University of California could not place the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans and the continents on a blank map of the world.
That's incredible.
That was, you know, this is more than 30 years ago now. This was in 1988. And so I would do this experiment with children. And, you know, I happened to be teaching substitute teaching when I was teaching college. I did substitute teaching for extra money. I got a junior high class, a seventh grade class. And the assignment, you know, they finished the assignment in less time than the teacher had allowed. But I had these things I'd just given to college freshmen and sophomores of a blank world map and a list of, you know, a list of historical figures, arrange them in the right order. And by the way, in a list of seven historical figures, which are major ones like Caesar, Julius Caesar, Moses, Jesus,
right,
Lincoln,
right.
You know, they, not one college student that I had, sophomore or freshman, could arrange the names in the order in which they lived.
People
lived in different centuries, right? So, but I had this seventh grade class, and I had this boy. I just, to occupy the kids, you know how seventh graders are.
Right.
I gave them the test I was giving to them because I had them in my folder. I gave them the blank world map, and there was this seventh grader who arranged the names, the seven names, in the right order. And I called him up, and he was his first year in the United States, and he had been taught in a one-room schoolhouse in Bolivia.
Really?
Yeah, and he could do what not one single American college student I taught.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I say good for him.
The one-room schoolhouse, and I thought of my grandmother who went to a one-room schoolhouse who had a sixth-grade education, and she could have put those names in the right order.
Of course
she
could have.
Perfect spelling, and it's like we spend so much on education, and, oh, we need more money for the kids, and it's like we spend per capita higher than all these countries, but we have the lowest scores in so many areas over countries that we spend double. So it's not about the money. It's about your principles and what you
know. Well, the only hope we have in that regard is homeschoolers. Jeff, we've got a call on hold here. We've got Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, gentlemen. I was just thinking, before he even mentioned the spelling test, I substitute taught in an and just everyone looked like me, and I probably look like you, John. Can't blame it on anyone else. Every upper middle to upper middle class district, teachers of the year being pulled out of it two times in the 80s, 90s. I had a 97% failure rate, substitute teaching in eighth grade class. The teacher was away coaching because they get more money for coaching. So some of the teachers were coaching, you know, two or three different sports teams. And so the day before, I said, okay, don't forget to every student as they exit, don't forget you're going to have your spelling test tomorrow. Don't forget, to every student. So they knew I'd be back. They knew they would have the test. The words were should have, could have, would have, et cetera. Okay? So I was aware of what was going on in the Christian schools, right? Third grade, they had those words, and there would be a 97% passing rate. I only had two students score an A, two were C, and everyone else flat F. You couldn't even read the words on the paper, John, and I'm 60. So what would that be, 1990? So I'm aware of what's going on, and I can just tell other stories. You know, my ex-brother-in-law is 13 years younger than my sister, and he is basically, she was born in 57. So his note for what to buy for the baby when it was born, John, it looked very similar to that. Yet he drove a new Volvo, was working in, you know, a sales position. You would never dream this, ever. He couldn't write out what we needed to buy at the store. It was not much better than what I saw on that seventh grade spelling test. So it's a sad situation, and I don't have any answers for it other than try to homeschool and just raise the bar. It's just really not a good situation. But yes. One more thing, I got let go from a job because I went in on the first day. I was working with Voc Rehab in Dallas, and I got let go, not fired, let go. And the lady was promoted to supervisor. She was a Swedish woman and really smart. And she said, "You're my most difficult client to place because you're intelligent." And she said, "You did a great job. It was nothing you did, nothing, no conflict." But I went in and cleaned up the file in one day, John, because I think it was the same thing. No one knew where to put the in the order. And I didn't humiliate anyone. I didn't boast. I didn't brag. I stayed humble. I was polite. And I literally got let go. And years later in Portland, Oregon, the guy told me, he said, "Oh, well, I can't hire you." He said, "I know." He said, "You're too intelligent. I can tell." He said, "You're going to know more about how the engine of these vehicles work in 6 weeks than my mechanics know. And men do not like intelligent women." And I didn't sue him. You know what I said? I said, "Well, thank you so much for letting me know now so I don't get, you know, moved to this side of town and start making plans just to get let go in 2 weeks in an at-will state." And I shook his hand and I left. You know, I just appreciated his honesty to save me the trauma of having a repeat of, you know, just being too smart for the job. And I'm no super genius. I'm intelligent, but I'm certainly no super genius. I know some. I've been around some of those people, and I'm not one. That's how pathetic it's gotten. So okay. Anyway, do the best you can, I guess. That's all we can do right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. On a more serious note, if you're not taught cursive writing, you probably can't read cursive writing, or longhand as sometimes called, which means a large number of people under 50 years old cannot go to the National Archives and read the Declaration of Independence, can they, Jeff?
That would be correct. Yeah.
How sad is that?
It's hard to believe that they make this beautiful form of writing, our alphabet. And it was always taught when I was a kid. This was mandatory. This was grade school. You practiced that all the time. I was never terribly good at it. I went to printing because my handwriting was so bad. But that's just a lot of guys can't do that very well.
Roger that. But
I can read it, you know, and I can still write cursive.
Well, if I had a client in a law firm that I was working for who didn't have a signature, I instantly knew they were illiterate. And many Americans under age 50 no longer have a signature.
They don't?
No, you didn't know that?
They can't write their own name in cursive. Well, no. I've heard that, but I didn't teach
true.
Elementary school. And I got out of teaching in 1991.
Oh,
So when did they drop cursive? Was it in the 90s?
It's been 20-something years, a gradual thing, coast to coast, to the point where very few public schools teach cursive writing anymore, which means these youngsters do not have a signature.
That's disastrous. The thing is, every generation is one generation away from barbarism. And, you know, what would make me angry back in 1990 when George H.W. Bush was president, remember, he held these great big conferences on education, how they were going to fix education. They were going to pour money into education, and they were going to have all these programs, and they're going to have all this testing and everything to reward schools for their achievements. Well, I can tell you from somebody who was there, the schools cheated on the tests to get more money. I know that because the school I worked for was cheating on the tests to get money, and I was reprimanded for not cheating. If you can believe that, that's a fact.
Amazing.
And I was very angry. These politicians wanted to look good. They had no idea what was going on in the classrooms. And
hold on, Jeff. We got our last break. Yeah. Hold on, Jeff. We have our last break. We'll be right back. Get Jeff something.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, it was a wake-up call for you to find out that young Americans, those under age 50 especially, no longer have a signature, which translates for me anyway into their being illiterate on the face of it. It's a tragedy what's happening nationwide. Anyway, Jeff, you've got 3 minutes here to give us your summary for the day. We're not going to take any more calls.
Yeah, well, I guess we've been talking about there's an importance to intellectual excellence and intellectual integrity, and our society has tended to downgrade that. Oh, what do you need that for? Why are you confusing yourself? You don't need to know this stuff, and it shows in the sloppy thinking and the false narratives that we readily accept. I have been shocked at, you know, it used to be conservatives didn't fall for false narratives. They were the smart ones. Now you're seeing conservatives falling for false narratives, as we've seen. And this confuses the picture, and it puts people at odds for things that are ridiculous. And it doesn't allow us to actually have any clarity about what's happening, because the people in Beijing and Moscow and Cuba and Venezuela and the communists are very sophisticated. Marxism is a very sophisticated philosophical system. It's wrong, it's evil, but it's sophisticated. And the people at the top of that system who actually know how to use it are very good strategists. And they make mistakes. Their philosophy is wrong, and they're going to stumble. But we are having this race to the bottom, where we're it's dumb and dumber. And it's evil and corruption of two different kinds in the West and the East, dragging everything down. And if civilization does not right itself, it's going to go down, and people are going to die and be hurt and be impoverished until the boat does right itself. And that's the problem. I mean, you can talk to your blue in the face, and people, they just stick to that narrow thing they know. They don't want to learn anything. Don't confuse me with the facts. But you have to try to put it together and understand the strategies that are being used against you. It isn't what they're trying to do right now. What the Russians and Chinese are trying to do is they're trying to corral the right in America, the conservatives. And the conservatives now aren't acute enough to realize when they're being manipulated by enemy messaging. The left, we know, they've been useful idiots for decades. We can see that. But now certain elements on the left are showing more independence in some issues than some people on the right. You got people, so therefore in the center, we've got people who have parts of the truth, but we need to try to figure out the whole truth, and you can only unify people around what can be shown to be true.
Roger that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next tomorrow morning, and we'll see you then.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's it for today. Medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. The lovely state of Missouri. I get to live in the beautiful, large state of Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.